ろ行くなりよ。1,2,3,4 スーパーハッピーゴー、スーパーハッピーゴー、スーパーハッピーゴー、スーパーヘイハッピー。こんにちは、みなさん、クリムです。For this edition of J-Rock On, I'm going to give a mini interview to my little brothers and ask them their viewpoints on J-Rock music. First off is Giancarlo. Giancarlo, keep in mind, is 7 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Giancarlo, what is your favorite J-Rock song?
It's Bonsaiyuki.
And what song is it?
The main one.
And it is called?
I don't fully know.
Yes, and he needed my other brother's help to come up with that name. It is For Real, because me and him and the rest of my brothers watched Sayuki together, and they got hooked on the song. It was quite fun, actually. I like being that kind of influence, I guess, on my brothers. But my mom doesn't think so because, I don't know, she finds it weird. And she thinks that it's a bad influence. Anthony, come here. You remember Miya B?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about him?
He's awesome.
Why?
Because he is in a lot of shows.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
is. You're making it up.
Yes, he is.
He's making it up because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, I do not.
He doesn't even watch anything pertaining to Miya B. Only once in a while we watch the comments together, but that's about it. Okay. The third brother, Vincent, come here. And don't yell into the microphone. What do you think about Japanese music?
I think it rocks.
Why?
Because it sounds great.
How do you know?
Because I like it, of course.
How do you know? Do you even listen to it?
Yeah, yes.
Like what?
Hi, Papa Miami.
So? What about it? What about Hi, Puffy Amiyumi? Alright, he doesn't know what to say, so we're gonna move on now. Anthony and Vincent are 9 years old and Giancarlo is 7 years old. And no, we did not rehearse this. This is what they said in response to my questions. The only things that I edited out were the noises, trying to shut them up so that there was no loud noises in the background. And yeah, so this is from a little kid's point of view who are exposed to a bit of J-Rock music. They have to put up with me blasting up my music and listening to words that they don't even understand. But they do know a few Japanese words. Anthony, what's a Japanese word that you know?
Baka!
And what does baka mean?
Stupid!
What about you, Junko? Do you know any Japanese words? He shrugged. He does not know. Alright. Moving on. I want to thank everybody who actually commented and said that I'm doing a good job so far. I appreciate it. Even though it's only a little bit of people, I don't mind. It's a good thing that there are people listening to about an hour's worth of me talking. Well, time is going by fast, so I better play a song. So, in honor of Giancarlo's favorite song, I will play For Real, which is the first opening theme song to Gensou Madden Sayuki, my favorite anime, and it is sung by Tokuyama Hidenori. Enjoy!
歌声が君に届いて、そんな 君の強さがまた新しい扉を開く。すぐ明ける夜を照らし出せ。たとえ一人でも君のこと信じていたい。そんな瞬間にこの世界は動き出す。何を見つけて
by Tokiyami Hidenori.
Actually, it's Tokuyama Hidenori. My brother can't pronounce R's and L's. So anyway, there has been some controversy going on at J-Rock Revolution, and that's Esther's J-Rock podcast. And she was probably one of the first to start a J-Rock podcast. And, she was right about how there's so many podcasts popping up everywhere, and it's kind of losing the uniqueness to podcasts. And that's why I think I'm gonna limit the amount of podcasts that I make, because there's so many out there. I mean, there's really no point in making so many. So I'm gonna turn this into my personal journal podcast, which I am going to put my personal journal entries into, at least the ones that can be put out publicly. And I'll put my J-Rock podcast out there like once in a while, probably like, I don't know, once a week or once every other week. So there's so many out there for you to listen to. There's J-Rock Revolution, Ichigo Sweets, Are You Ready to Rock, J-Rock 101, Cutthroat J-Rock. There's so many others out there. So, but it's not like I'm not thankful for people who listen to mine. Even though it's a small number, I'm happy people were complimenting me and saying that I should continue and that I'm doing well. So I really appreciate the support. I'm glad people are saying that. I didn't expect that. I expected, like, oh, you suck. I may get that later. So, yeah, check those other people out. I'm going to put their links. It's going to be on the side of the page. Feel free to click on them. Give them your support. And especially give Esther your support, because she's sick right now. And she didn't sound so well on her last podcast. So try to encourage her to continue what she's doing, because she started this whole big, like, revolution. So, yeah, go to J-Rock Revolution and give Esther some of your support. After this next song, I will tell you about the dream that I had, because I have to keep this going. I don't want to keep it long. So, my dream pertains to Miyuvi, and I will tell you that after this next song, which will be Merciless Cult by Diron Gray. This is dedicated to Maria, because she was like my first podcast listener, and she encouraged me to continue and make a second one. So this is for you, Maria. Enjoy. Merciless Cult by Deron Gray, and that was from their Withering to Death album. The background music from before then was Syndrome's Desperate Night, in case you wanted to know. So back to my MIAVI dream that I had a few nights ago. I was supposed to post it on the MIAVI Dear community, but they rejected it. But anyway, I was the babysitter of these two children, and they were MIAVI's children. Sadly, they were not mine. I'm not that crazy of a fangirl, even in my dreams. But I guess the M-Preg crack got back to me, because MIAVI had a lover, and I'm guessing that that guy was the father of those children too. So anyway, it was one boy and one girl, and the girl was the younger one, and they were so cute. They had these chubby cheeks, and I just wanted to pinch them. They got their looks from their father, and even their personality, because they were quite hyper and hard to tame. I had to chase them around everywhere and make sure that they don't get into any trouble, because I was their babysitter or nanny, and they were very hyper, just like MIAVI. So I guess that's what you get after watching the Kikonchiki no Ota PV before you go to sleep. So yeah, we went to a theme park, and I had to follow them around, chase them up the escalators and stuff. It was like so weird, but they were so cute, and they had this like really like funny giggle. I don't know if you can hear sounds in dreams, but that's what my brain was giving me. But anyway, then MIAVI wanted to play along, so he was in his Kikonchiki no Ota wedding singer outfit. So he chased us around. He even chased me, and I got scared, so I started running away and running with the kids. I don't know why I ran away, but that was kind of stupid because I don't so want to be like tackled by Miyavi. I should have let him, but yeah. And then the phone rang, and I woke up, and I'm like, crap, I want to finish this dream, and I couldn't. I tried going back to sleep, but it didn't work. But it was such a fun dream. I've never had a dream with Miyavi in it. I don't think I've had a dream with any J-Rock artist before. So this was really special. And, what else? Oh yes, and there was Yaoi action in my dream too, because Miyavi was all like making out with his husband or boyfriend or father of those children. I wonder which one got pregnant, Miyavi or the other guy. Could you imagine Miyavi with like a belly? Oh my god, the M-preg crack. I'm sorry, I'm so weird. The song in the background is obviously Girls Be Ambitious by Miyavi. Speaking of relationships, I guess this is a really bad segue, but I've heard that Haido from Lark and Shiel is going to get a divorce from Megumi, his wife. She's a popular model in Japan. My friend told me about it, but I don't think it's true. I haven't found anything on, well, I googled it and I didn't really find anything substantial, so I'm not sure if it's true or not, but it's kind of weird, I guess. Supposedly Hyde wants to get a divorce because Megumi is spending all his money, which doesn't make sense because Megumi's a model. She's gonna have her own money, but I guess she's squandering it and just using all of Haido's money. But I don't know. And also, supposedly, Megumi doesn't like Haido's new style of like this Marilyn Manson and hardcore theme, so I guess it's scaring her. But I don't know, it might not be true. I don't want to start the rumor, but I guess I already did since I said this. But I want to ask my listeners out there if this is true, or I don't know. It might just be another one of those fan fictions or something that's believed to be true. Because I remember in a Miyavi community, someone asked, oh, is it true that Miyavi is like addicted to crack and he went to the hospital because he attempted to commit suicide? And no, that wasn't true at all. It was based on this RPG or fan fiction or something that someone did of different J-Rock stars. So if you ever hear that rumor, it is not true. Miyavi would probably, I don't see him trying to even commit suicide. That's just not him. And what's another one? Oh, and if you ever stumble upon that video of Mana from Mass Miser talking from this interview by this English television show, it's not the real Mana. It is just a Mana cosplayer, a really good Mana cosplayer. It's even a guy. That was even a guy. And if you watch the video, they ask him, oh, why do you dress like that or something? And the cosplayer replies that his parents don't mind. They wanted a girl anyway, and they're quite happy for him. So this, if you ever stumble upon that, that video is not Mana. Mana only talked, like, I think once during early Malice Miser days of when Gakt became their vocalist, and it was during a Hot Wave interview, and they were asking the names of each of them, and he says Mana like for like 3 seconds. It's like Mana guitar, and that's all that he says, and it's like 0.352 seconds worth of Mana talking. I just like replayed it over and over. Mana guitar. It was weird. I'm like, whoa, Mana spoke. That's the only time that he actually spoke. Every other time he gets his vocalist to interpret for him. So, yeah. Well, speaking of Mana-sama, recently, over the summer, Juka, the vocalist for Mana's band, Maud Miss Moi, he decided to leave the band, And so Modest Ma will continue on without a vocalist for now, but Mana-sama still plans to release a new album, so he says to look forward to that. I find it kind of funny how Mana cannot maintain his vocalist. They always wind up leaving. I don't know, I guess it's because he's a very big perfectionist and they probably like collides with his vocalist, so Juka probably couldn't take it. The reason why he's leaving, it hasn't been disclosed and Mana doesn't comment about it, so we're not sure. Maybe for all we know, Mana is probably like raping his vocalist or something. He says that Juka is a very innocent boy, and that just sounds very funny to me and quite naughty because is Mana-sama taking advantage of his vocalist? Oh dear, there's a fan fiction idea for you. So yeah, but in a interview from October in Astan magazine, he was asked if he had a problem about illegal downloading from the internet, and Mana replies, "Modest Ma is not exclusively about music. The visual aspect is very important and very decisive for Modest Ma. I think the people who like Modest Ma also share our very own world with us. That's a feeling, a connection. It is not only about sound for us, but also about a form of visual expression. You cannot download that." That was spoken by a true visual K artist. To Mana, it's the visual K look, the style, the clothes, the appearance is just as important as the music, because the look has to match the sound. And to Mana, the look is his art. It's a part of what he does, and he does a very good job with it. I really love the elegant gothic Lolita look, but if you've noticed, Mana has dressed more elegant gothic aristocrat more than Lolita. He looks not really that more manly, but it's not as feminine as it used to be. He's become more androgynous, I guess you can say. So if you want more information on Malice Mizer or each of the former members' information and their new solo projects, visit scape.us. It's a very good site and you'll find everything that you need to know. I got that quote or translation from the magazine from Scape's forum, so check it out if you're a fan of anything related to Malice Mizer and their projects afterward. Just because Mana-sama didn't exactly say that he was against downloading music illegally from the internet, it doesn't mean that he supports it. I remember one time he was going to release, I think, the Dialogue Symphony single, and for his fan club, he left an exclusive like audio of it, and he said that whoever shares it outside of the fan club and puts it on the internet or anything, he will stop doing those samples, I guess you could say. So Mana's very strict, so I'd be very afraid of Mana, and I wouldn't want to be caught sharing that when he was very strict about the instructions about it. So anyway, I have to keep going with this. So here is one of my favorite songs by Modest Ma, Florire dans le silence. We'll be right back. And that was Glorire dans le silence by Moi Disma. I hope everybody enjoyed this edition of J-Rock On. Thank you so much for listening. Passing that much because remember what I said earlier. And I'm sorry I've been ranting so much in this one. I haven't played enough music. But hopefully next time will be better. I have something planned, but I'm hoping to be able to get that put together. But if you're interested in listening to my life stories, I guess, of every day or once in a while, I will be posting my audio journal on this podcast to replace some of my J-Rock stuff. But, well, not really replace it, but in place of it. I don't know. But yeah, I will be doing that. I'll talk about some things that happened during the day, probably some interesting stuff, some random things, and just some stupid ramblings from me. It might be amusing to you. You never know. So please check it out if you're interested. Thanks again, and this has been Krim from J-Rock On. 자, 네.